Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
Today is President's Day, which means that we have off the show. There's no show today, and the studios are closed down, which comes as a shock to me every year when I remember again that for some reason we have off for President's Day. Nobody knows why. No one at the Daily Wire knows why they give us off for President's Day of all days, but they do, and we're not going to complain about it. But then again, I actually never have off because we need to feed the content machine. And today, for the content machine, we're actually jumping into a time machine. There are a lot of memories from this show. So we're going to go take a look back at some moments of the show. And what we're interested in is not like what I'm saying, because who cares about that, but some of the objects and things that are in the background as this show has traveled literally from my car to a house to a studio, some things that are now part of the show's lore, I suppose. So we'll just go through these kind of, I don't think we're going in sequential order exactly, but just going to take them as they come. So yeah, first we have, this is back when I had graduated from the car anyway, but I was in my house in the studio we set up, and I call it a studio, but really it was just like the corner of our bedroom is where we set this up. And as you can see there, the crutches from when I tore my Achilles. Now the thing about that is, this is back in, what was this, 2019, I guess. I tore my Achilles. I went to a kind of a bachelor party weekend. A good friend of mine was getting married. And so he got this house, and it was like a lake, Deep Creek Lake in Maryland. And then I come home from that weekend hobbled and injured, which makes it sound like some crazy things happened, when actually that's not the case at all. We just played pickup basketball, and I'm old and middle-aged now. So in playing pickup basketball, I tore my Achilles. Totally ruined the weekend, by the way. This is the middle of nowhere, basically. So it's like they got to drive me an hour to a hospital, and I can't do anything for the rest of the weekend because I'm crippled. It's just completely ruined it. And I was on crutches for a time after that. And also, you know, I got home, I think this was on like a Monday, and I got home and I was severely injured. You know, there was a week in between when I tore the Achilles and when I actually got the surgery to repair it, because actually when I went to the hospital, which was this rundown like rinky-dink hospital in Deep Creek, Maryland, and when I went there, they told me that it wasn't torn and that it was just a sprain, and they gave me some Tylenol and said, "Go home, you're fine." And so I sat with a completely torn Achilles for a week until I finally went to a different doctor. They said, "Oh no, it's totally shredded, and we need to do surgery." But anyway, I remember coming home, and I called up the God King Jeremy Boring, and I said, "I'm horrifically injured. I'm in a lot of pain. I need to take a couple days off." And he said, "Well, you could still sit, can't you? You don't do the show while standing." And I said, "You're right." So I sat there, and I had my, I think I put the crutches there as like a small act of protest to show everyone, "Look what you're making me do." But I don't think anyone felt sympathy. Next, we have the globe, you know, the famous globe. Do we have any globes on the set right now? How do we not have any globes? Somehow we've moved past the globes. This was the one thing, you know, the globe thing is, when I was doing these shows in random spots in my house, and I was a little bit jealous that all the other shows on the Daily Wire, they were all in Los Angeles, and I was on the East Coast, and they had real studios and all the fancy equipment. And so I needed some way to spruce things up a little bit, to class it up a bit. And so I thought, what better way to do that than with a globe? Also, you can see that mess of a bookshelf behind me that my wife would always complain about, and she said it looks terrible in the shot. But I disagreed. You know, at the time, I thought, I think it's good. It looks, you know what? She said, "Yeah, you got to decorate the book. It's on camera every day. You got to decorate it better. You've got to organize things, make it look less messy." And I said, "No, this is an authentic bookshelf. This is a bookshelf that's actually used. Like, I actually take books off that shelf and read them." That was my thought process. Looking back on it now, it does look a little messy. There appears to be some sort of, what is that bottle in the background? All by the background, I see looks like a medicine bottle of some kind. Is that like Robitussin? I don't even know what that is. And then we have, now we're going all the way back to the very early days of the show when I was a homeless drifter going from town to town in my car. I would usually have this book bag in the background of the shot. And the reason is that wasn't like any thought process. It wasn't decorating the set or anything. It wasn't much of a set to decorate. But this is what it meant for me to go to work. It meant I was grabbing my book bag, hopping into my car, and I was finding some random spot. Usually it'd be a Walmart parking lot, and I would just sit there and do the show. But I had to move around quite a bit. You know, I had to work with, there's a lot you don't take into, you don't think about before you start doing a show in your car. It's like the sun. It's also the fact that I can't roll the windows down because then everybody can hear me as they're walking by. They hear me ranting about whatever.
Easter is on Sunday. What?
And then so I got to keep the windows rolled up. Also, that way you don't have the ambient noise. But then it gets really hot. Sometimes in the summer, there are some shows. If you go back to the early shows, you'll see some shows where I'm in a, it appears to be that I'm in like a parking garage, which I was because I needed some shade, you know, from the sun and to be able to keep the windows rolled up. This next one, yeah, that's my, I went through this brief odd phase of wearing a bracelet. And I don't know why or what I was thinking. I'm wondering if this was even Photoshopped. Did I really do that? It's a moment of temporary insanity. I'm not exactly sure. I really don't know. I don't remember ever putting this thing on. Is that even me? Is this a deep fake? I don't believe that's me. I never wore a bracelet. This got slipped in there. I don't believe it. And then we moved to a real studio. This is where you may remember the sloth in the tumbler that had another thing. Now I'm just remembering all these things that have somehow disappeared from the set that I want back. Yeah, I want the globe back. Now you guys hear me in the control room. I want a globe back. I don't know why we don't have a globe. And I want the sloth back. That's the sloth that we had in our tumbler. And that was from, that was a gift that I received in our 12 days of Christmas series that we did shortly after moving here. Now we came to Nashville and it was right before the Christmas holiday.
Okay, we got another gift here. This one from a fan in the UK. Apparently I have at least one fan in the UK. I've got one fan there. I've got two or three fans here. That makes three or four total. It's a slow brew sloth tea infuser. I don't even know what that is. Okay, so it's just a sloth. Well, here's the note. It says, "Greetings from across the pond. You recently reviewed Chelsea Handler's stand-up comedy in which she called slow people koalas. I think she meant to call them sloths. Enjoy this tea infuser as a reminder of your listeners in the UK." Well, my listeners in the UK suck, it would seem, apparently. Striking out again on Christmas.
And I guess the idea, the joke was supposed to be that all the gifts were terrible, but I actually liked most of them. And I liked that little sloth, too. And now he's gone. No one knows where he is. And then, obviously, who can forget the alien? Now, the interesting thing about this alien that I still have on the set, and this is an ongoing fight here about... I insist on keeping this alien somewhere, and he moves all around, and for a while he was outside that window. But then I think that they just, now that I'm realizing, I think that they move the alien off the set completely. So what they do is I'll make a stink about I want my alien back, and they'll put it somewhere, and then they'll wait for me to forget about it, and then they'll take it away until I remember, and I say I want my alien back. This is push and pull that goes on. And now with aliens in the news and UFOs all over the news, I think we need this alien to have a prominent place on the set once again, like he did for all that time. The other funny thing about this alien is that we got him, we put him on the set, we had him with the banjo. It also, part of the theme here is I'm not very observant. And so it didn't occur to me until months later that this may be a gay pride alien. We're not exactly sure. It's got the colors of the rainbow. So we don't know. Is this a homosexual alien showing his pride? Nothing wrong with that if that's the case. I'm not going to judge the aliens for their lifestyle choices, mainly because I don't want to be incinerated. You might call him a Galian. That was my joke, too. I just thought of that. Finally, what's the last one? Okay, well, this is something on the set that I never even knew about, but they told me about. And you can see there that cup, which I have here now. This is I'm told in my notes this is McKenna's cup. Actually, what they told me, this is the claim, this is the story that I heard that I'm not sure I quite believe. What I was told is that this is a cup, I'm pretty sure this is what Sean told me, this cup is from 1776. And I'm looking at the cup and I think, like, it's a nice cup. I don't think it's from 1776. Also, it says 1776 on it. And I don't think that in 1776 they're making cups and just saying to themselves, this is going to be a really significant year. We should put that year right on the cup. McKenna, when was this cup made? Was it in 1776? You have no idea. She has no idea where the cup was made. Well, let's just say this is a cup. Scratch all that. The really crazy thing is that for so long on the set, we had a cup from the year 1776 sitting on the set. That is true history. From the Matt Walsh Show.